Welcome to my Love Life podcast, episode number 223, Breakthroughs. It's February 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Lisa A. Lundy, author, blogger, YouTuber, motivational speaker, and funny girl. I am also a member of the Newsweek Expert Forum. What I do is I help people be happy, healthy, and well-loved, even when life is extremely difficult. As my disclaimer, this podcast does not constitute medical or therapy advice in any fashion. There is no longer any music for my podcast intros or outros. I request you join the movement and ask other social media content creators to ditch the music when combined with voice. End of non-musical intro. Breakthroughs. Well, this is a tool. This can be a tool for life. And so that's why I'm covering. I'm laughing because I'm funny. because I use the term breakthroughs a lot in coaching. And it's a very helpful tool, but I don't usually talk about breakthroughs in my podcast. As a noun, the word breakthrough means, let me backtrack and say, if you are feeling suicidal, please call 1-800-273-8255 or call or text 988. We do have help available for you. My request is you take the help. And as I said in the podcast intro, nothing in any of my content is designed or intended to be medical or therapy advice. All right, coming back to breakthrough. As a noun, here's a couple different definitions. One, a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. Two, a sudden advance, especially in knowledge or technique. Three, a person's first notable success. Four, an act or instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle. And five, an instance of passing through a barrier or protection. Many podcasts ago, I started including a list of synonyms, and I don't even think I really distinguished why I started doing that, but there's lots of different words that resonate with people or don't resonate with people, so I thought in providing synonyms, if you don't like the word breakthrough, you could choose a different word and think of that word or use that word. So synonyms for breakthrough include development, discovery, finding, gain, leap, progress, improvement. Now, interestingly enough, I don't usually include antonyms, but I am in this podcast. So the opposite of a breakthrough would be a setback, a breakdown, a collapse, a hindrance, or an impediment. All right. So I have to tell you, this is very interesting looking at the research in PubMed because I came up pretty much empty-handed because breakthrough in medicine, it can be breakthrough disease and it can be breakthrough in discoveries. Like breakthrough in PubMed did not correlate to what I'm talking about, which is a breakthrough in your life, overcoming an obstacle or some barrier or a sudden shift or improvement. A breakthrough can be a discovery. So we're talking about that as the meaning of breakthrough. And it was very interesting in PubMed, but even I tried all kinds of advanced searches to refine it, but I didn't come up with anything, but I gave it a good go. So we're just going to carry on because breakthroughs are not that complicated. So I do want to distinguish, though, an intentional versus an unintentional breakthrough. So in life, this is Lisa Lundy talking now, in all of my expert opinion, you will have both intentional breakthroughs and unintentional breakthroughs. That is my experience, not only for me personally, but with all the people I've ever worked with. So before I get into intentional breakthroughs, which is really where you can do some amazing work, I want to address unintentional breakthroughs because they can be very important. They can be very significant. It's really sometimes and kind of like the sleeper of breakthroughs is those things that happen kind of accidentally. Or not on purpose. So, but you get the you get the benefit of a breakthrough, improvements and progress. And, you know, so you get all the benefits. It's just something that you didn't go work on. It happened effortlessly or seamlessly or behind the scenes or without your knowledge. And you wake up one day, wow, I had a breakthrough in my fitness or what have you. So I want to give you just an example or two, because I think this is a very important concept. And I don't know that I've ever heard anybody talk about unintentional breakthroughs. So for one example is Toastmasters. Well, I joined Toastmasters because my mom, my beloved mom, God rest her soul, who was also a Toastmaster, had suggested it. She knew at the time I was dealing with a major trauma, a very serious, extreme trauma. And my mother also knew I had a lot of experience with public speaking, and I loved it, and I was reasonably good at it. So she suggested one night when I was talking to her, oh, you should probably just go join Toastmasters. At the time, even though I have had a lot of public speaking experience at that time, I did not know what Toastmasters was. So she explained it to me. I checked it out and then ended up joining. Now, what happened? So the breakthrough, Toastmasters gave me an unintentional breakthrough in my well-being and helped me counterbalance a very overwhelming, very negative trauma and abuse. It was like the worst. And it was an unexpected breakthrough. Like, it wasn't the intention. The intention was go do public speaking, which I love. However, because the club was nurturing and it really counterbalanced abuse and negativity and gave me a breakthrough in well-being, which was not the intention. So for those of you, two more examples. Those of you who've been following along this podcast for a couple of years know that I'm ready and I'm having a new man come into my life any day now. And yet this was a no for me in 2016 or so. Like, I had decided I'm never going to do that. It's too painful. It was a horrible situation. I'm never going to be with a man again. So I was firm. I was unwavering. This was a conscious decision. I was okay with my decision. I was actually happy with it. However, the universe or God or whatever, something out there conspired to cause an unintentional breakthrough. There were many events, many conversations, many situations. This was like over years that it took to create this breakthrough, which for me was unintentional. And of course, now we know I'm very excited about having a great man. I can't wait. And it's a complete turnaround, but there was no intention on my part and no activity to drive that. So that was not unintentional, but still, nonetheless, you can see it's an amazing thing to wake up one day and go, I guess I've had a turnaround in that area of life. My next example of the next part before I move on is emotional processing breakthrough. So in my experience, when you are working on emotional processing, you can have a sidebar unintentional breakthrough. I've been looking at betrayal trauma, trauma bonding, betrayal blindness since I learned about it in 2023, and doing the emotional processing work that would be involved in looking at that type of situation. And as a result, I had a breakthrough in trauma bonds, and that whole area was not intentional, but it's a byproduct of processing and managing my emotions. And I think that happens. That's a reasonably common thing to happen if you go and dig down and use my workbook to manage and process your emotions. You get the idea. Non-intentional, unintentional breakthrough, accidental breakthrough. It's amazing. You didn't set out with intention. You get the benefits nonetheless. The most common type of breakthrough people talk about is really an intentional breakthrough. So when you hear the word breakthrough, most people, in my humble opinion, I believe are referring to an intentional breakthrough. So many times when I work with people and out in life, people will come up against a problem, or they'll have an issue or some obstacle that they would like to fix, or they would like to solve or overcome. And this happens in many shapes and forms, like all over the board. Every problem, in my opinion, in my world, every problem is an opportunity. And if you have the right mentality or attitude, every problem can be an opportunity. That's my mentality. That's what I subscribe to. So intentional breakthroughs are really the result of you deciding to solve or fix or overcome a situation or a problem or an obstacle. And the breakthrough may not come in the intention in the way that you expect. And you could get multiple breakthroughs from one intention or from one problem. So you get the idea that a breakthrough is like something new. And examples we have, like someone's looking at trauma bonds and they recognize, oh, I have a trauma bond with my friend from grade school. Or probably more likely, I have a trauma bond with my husband who's abusive, or I have a trauma bond with my, you know, XYZ person. Then the breakthrough comes in looking at that trauma bond and being able to change your behavior to break the trauma bond. So breakthroughs come in all shapes, all sizes. Many times it's simply a declaration where you say, I've had a breakthrough in this. I'm going to give you a very simplified, this is a simplified version of how you could move through a breakthrough. Now, this is not the business version. If you were at work in a corporation or business, oh, we'd have it be, well, most people would have it be way more complex, including the change model and other dynamics. We're going for the straight, you know, straight, no, messing around model. So the first thing, if you had a problem or an obstacle or a situation, the first step would be to identify what the issue is, or what is the problem, or what is the obstacle you're facing. In some cases, it's a goal you set that you haven't met. Now, in some worlds outside of my world, people call the stage before breakthrough a breakdown. I am sorry, people, but breakdown has a very visual negative image. And you can call it a breakdown. You can call it a breakdown all you want. I have no skin in the game if you want to call it a breakdown. It's just not empowering language. And when I work with people, I really do like my language to be representative. And imagining a car broken down, I mean, breakdown, that means like nothing's working. Or your car is dead on the road. That's not usually or always the situation when you're having a problem or an obstacle or an issue. So you can call it a breakdown. I don't usually ever use the word breakdown. But you're having something. Could be an issue, could be a problem, could be an obstacle, unmet goal, what have you. And you might not be exactly sure what the issue is. This is very common. I think some of you guys think you should just all have all the answers all the time, and it doesn't typically work that way. Like, many times things are hidden from your view. I talked about running away from love. That was not in my view. I didn't realize I was doing it at the time. So sometimes when you have an issue, a problem, or an obstacle, or something that's not working, you don't have clarity about what it is. That's where you have to go explore. But this is the first step, is trying to figure out what's going on. What is the issue? What is the problem? What is the obstacle? You know, and sometimes it's clear and sometimes it's not clear. Like, sometimes it's very unclear. And in many of those instances, what can be helpful, if you have a trusted confidant, a trusted friend, somebody who you know has your back. Somebody who you know is not jealous or envious or, you know, mean or drilling holes in your boat. They can be a good sounding board to try to brainstorm as you say, you know, I'm bumping up against this situation where I'm not getting X, Y, or Z done, or I'm having trouble meeting this goal, or I have this other issue, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And pick their brain and brainstorm together until it becomes clear or clearer. In other situations, sometimes it's so easy to pick up on and it's so crystal clear, it's not even funny. You know exactly what it is. But the first step is you have to kind of figure out what's going on, what's the issue, what's the problem, what is the situation. Second step I'm listing is, what are you thinking about whatever this is? We have learned from the research that your thought or thoughts precede your emotion or your emotions. Your thoughts and your thinking drive your emotions, which drives, in many cases, your behavior or your lack of behavior. So I'm interested in you becoming much more conscious of your own thinking, because that's where you have power that you might not have tapped into. If you're already familiar with the power of your mind, the power, your subconscious and unconscious mind, the influences on your thinking and all kinds of other things, then you're golden. That is not where most of us are. Most of us, if you go and listen to my podcast, The Power of Your Mind, you might be like, oh, wow, can you believe they have research on that? I did that podcast weeks ago. I can't believe the level of research we know about the mind. So my podcast that I would recommend for you to get up in underneath this, because this would be good for you to know forever, for the rest of your life. This would be good for everybody to know. Is number one, the power of your mind. Two, the subconscious, unconscious mind. Three, influences on your thinking. Four, learning to control your mind. And what supports learning to control your mind, and all the other podcast titles I just listed, those were all podcast titles, is to being present or being mindful. So whatever you are thinking in your mind is going to impact you and your life in a very significant way, in your perceptions, in your reality, in every way. And then it will impact your emotions. So the second step is to notice and understand, what are you thinking? You have to become awake and aware to what's going on in your mind. Number three. Use positive, affirmative language to create a goal, an intention, or an end game to address the issue, the problem, the obstacle. So you're going to create using positive. When I say positive, affirmative language, I mean when I'm successful, not if. So taking out the if, or taking out the question of whether you're going to prevail. Now, I do understand that that's not how people think, and I do understand that's a stretch to say, when I lose 10 pounds, when you haven't lost a pound. I understand the mental leap. Now, in this part, number three, it's very important for you to understand that you do not have to know how to solve your problem, fix your problem, overcome it. You don't have to know the how. You do not have to know the how. Let me say that again. You do not have to understand or know how to fix or solve the problem, the issue, or the obstacle. What you have to be able to do is set the end goal or the intention or the resolution or, you know, what the breakthrough would be. You do have to set that part. So you're going to kind of go to the end. What would the end look like? And what will happen is, once you commit and you've got your intention and your end game, things, with using, of course, positive affirmative language, like, things will start, you're going to start to create that out of nothing. This, again, is not what people do. I'm very well aware people don't do this the way I do it or at all. And this is prospection when you're creating for the future. And when I say you do not have to know how to fix it or solve it or how to do it, it's because you're starting at the end. I would like to be with the love of my life. That's the end. You can do a backwards timeline. The universe actually will show up in many ways. So the step number three is simply, what's the resolution? What's the breakthrough? What's the resolution? What is the thing that will fix or solve the problem? Not how, just what is the solution, or what are you looking for? Number four. Now we go to look and explore. What are the actions or the steps or the behaviors that you could see to be done? If you are clueless, which is completely reasonable, then brainstorm. You can brainstorm with a trusted friend. You could brainstorm out at a bar with strangers. You could, there's all kinds of ways you could begin to look at what are some things that could be done. I don't know, but you could explore that. And then, so you're going to start making notes about what are the things you could do. And then number five, you're going to begin. Even if you don't know how to get from point A to point B, this is, I think, where a lot of people get hung up. They feel like they have to know all the steps. They feel like they have to have the plan completely mapped out. I'm a big planner. Trust me, I'm a big planner. I love plans. I love goals. But there are many things, if you're creating a future or you're creating something new or you're doing something that's never been done before, as I have done, you're not going to know how to do it. And that's okay. But just start. Wherever you are, start. Take a step. Take an action. Start. Just begin. Number six. Use your emotions to further this process. So I do recommend you use my emotional processing workbook as it is laid out to further your thinking and to support having a breakthrough. Because the breakthrough could come through emotional processing. Lots of things could come through using my workbook because it covers a lot of ground. Number seven. Reevaluate, reassess, make changes as needed. I'm a fan of that as well. Sometimes, though, people, once they have a plan, they really aren't very flexible. They really like to stick to it. I think there's a lot of benefit to being open-minded and flexible so that you actually are more productive and efficient. But I do recommend periodically, how's it going? If things are chugging along, then you can say, hey, things are chugging along. If they're not, you could go, what else might I want to do? Number eight. Oh, I hate to include this, but it has to be included. Trauma, trauma responses, betrayal blindness, and trauma bonding could be in the mix. Whatever you are bumping up against, some problem, some issue, some obstacle, some goal you can't meet. It could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be trauma, trauma bonding, trauma response, it could be betrayal blindness. It could be any of those things that is in the mix, undistinguished. I had no idea I had trauma until 2018, so I wasn't distinguishing trauma as a source of any of the obstacles or issues or problems. I only learned about betrayal blindness, betrayal trauma, and trauma bonding and trauma responses last year. So of course they were in the mix, but I didn't know they were in the mix because I didn't know about them. So I couldn't distinguish them as part of the issue or part of the thing. So I have several podcasts now on trauma. I have generational triumphs and trauma. I have trauma responses, trauma bonding, and I do have a podcast about when you've been betrayed, hoodwinked, or conned. So this could be in the mix. And if it is, it is. And if it isn't, it isn't. But you won't know if you don't look. And sometimes when I work with people, it is a trauma response that is in the mix. That once we distinguish, their depression and anxiety is a trauma response, and then we kind of sort it out, they can begin to have freedom and power. So it's helpful in this whole process, if you have a little tiny bit of knowledge, I'm not talking about having a PhD of knowledge. I'm not talking about having, you know, a master's or a degree. I'm just talking about a little tiny bit of knowledge, because sometimes this is what's in the mix. Number 9, time. Breakthroughs can take time. Some breakthroughs come quickly. Some breakthroughs take, like, some breakthroughs, it seems like, take forever. Like, I'm telling you, I've had all kind, everything in between. So my request is you stick with it and you understand, just because you set an intention to have a breakthrough, to overcome this obstacle, to finally meet this goal or what have you, it might not happen right away. Sometimes it doesn't happen because you haven't distinguished what is in the way, which that can be really difficult, as I said before. Number 10, enjoy the process. You can bring wonder and curiosity and enjoyment to overcoming a problem, creating a breakthrough. You can, or you can not have it be filled with wonder and curiosity. I just like things to be fun and playful as opposed to boring or hard or drudgery, because life is already too hard. So that will give you kind of the overview highlights. It's really the highlights, because we could take each one of those and go through subsets. I do request, though, that you really celebrate any breakthroughs that you have. And sometimes people won't know they have had a breakthrough till they kind of do a little introspective thinking. When I work with people at the end of a year, we do a year in review of the ground they've covered and how they've improved, or any skills, or how life is different. And it is oftentimes in the year in review that person I've worked with, and myself, because I'm not them, and I'm not with them every day, and I don't talk to them every day, that they will see, oh, I had a big breakthrough in my cleanliness or organization, or, oh, I had a big breakthrough in my social connections, or this, that, or the next thing. So sometimes you won't see an unintentional breakthrough without looking kind of being introspective. And sometimes even when you have one, they sneak up on you. But I would recommend that you really celebrate any breakthroughs, because why not? I'm a fan of celebrating every little thing, like seriously, every little thing, every milestone, every occasion, everything you possibly can, because I love that. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. So I hope that's been helpful. I do appreciate the complexity of this topic. I've just distilled it down because I have a lot of other content that will help you. So I do love you. I hope that's been helpful. Hang in there for now. I'm Lisa Lundy saying thank you for listening to my Love Life podcast, episode number 223, Breakthroughs. I hope you have lots and lots and lots of breakthroughs in your life, intentional, unintentional, any way you want them. Please share this podcast on social media so that other people can take advantage of having a breakthrough. That's it. I love you. Take care.